Okay, my friends. So today we're reading a story called If the Dinosaurs Came Back. And this was written and illustrated by Bernard Most. What a great name. Most. I like it. Most of the time. I would like to say this is a really great question. If the dinosaurs came back, what would happen? Boy, I'm really glad that they don't, because I've seen Jurassic Park. And when you're older, you will too. And boy, I'll tell you, they can be pretty dangerous. But let's see what Mr. Bernard Most has to say about it, shall we? So today's story is read today by Mommy and... What do you want to call yourself?
Chikawa!
Chikawa. Are you ready, Chikawa?
Chikawa!
Here we go. Okay, so when we open the book, we see a little boy and his room is covered in dinosaur stuff. He's just got dinosaur posters on the wall, dinosaurs on his bookshelves, dinosaurs on his nightstand, dinosaurs in his brain because he's dreaming about them. And he says, I like dinosaurs. I think about them all the time. I read about them. I talk about them. Ugh. How I wish that dinosaurs could come back. If the dinosaurs came back, they could carry people to work and back. And in the picture, we can see the long one with the really long neck. Brachiosaurus. Huge long neck, huge long tail. And he's got like maybe, what, 30, 40 people sitting on top of him? Sitting there reading their newspapers on their way to work. If the dinosaurs came back, we wouldn't need any more lawnmowers. Oh, he's right. Because after all, some of them were
herbivores.
Mm-hmm. If the dinosaurs came back, house painters wouldn't need any more ladders. Oh, you could just stand on the back of a dinosaur and they would stand up and then you could paint the house and you wouldn't need a ladder. But I feel like if you fell off of a dinosaur, it might hurt just as much as if you fell off of a ladder, don't you think? You'd still need to be very careful.
If the dinosaurs came back, they would scare away robbers.
Oh, like a guard dinosaur? Instead of having like a guard dog? But you would need a really big dog or dinosaur house for your
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah.
If the dinosaurs came back, they would make it easy for farmers to plow their fields.
And in this picture, we can see a Triceratops in the field pushing the dirt with his horns and scraping it all up, plowing away with his tops of his Triceratops. But I don't know. I think if I were that farmer, I would be very worried about falling off of that and getting poked.
If the dinosaurs came back, they could help lumberjacks chop down trees.
And in this picture, we do see there's a lot of Tyrannosauruses, and they're just chomping through the wood of the trees, the tall trees, chomp, 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 because they had very powerful teeth and jaws, didn't they? But what do we...
Tyrannosaurus would be eating...
But what do we know about the Tyrannosaurus? Would they want to chew on a tree?
No.
They would want to chew on a person. Why is that?
Because they're carnivores.
Carnivores. There's the word I was looking for. Yeah, they're a little more dangerous than that. Okay.
If the dinosaurs came back, they could help firefighters put out fires. If the dinosaurs came back, they could help build big skyscrapers.
Well, they're certainly tall enough. You could use them to build several stories high, couldn't you?
A brachiosaurus.
You think? Because they have that long neck, like a crane? Yeah, there's certainly a lot of things that they could do to help if you could reason with them. See, I think that's the other thing that this story is counting on, is that they're thinking you can have a conversation with the dinosaur and say, could you please help us? And the dinosaur would say, well, yes, I'd be delighted to. But in real life, Do you think the dinosaurs were very kind and cordial and receptive to conversation? I think not. Okay.
If the dinosaurs came back, they would make great ski slopes.
What do you think? I'm not so sure. I don't think you could. First, they'd have to hold still.
If the dinosaurs came back, they could take swimmers on rides at the beach.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I suppose some of them could. Swimming around in the ocean was, some of them were very good at that.
If the dinosaurs came back, they could rescue kites stuck in very tall trees.
Well, yep, that is true. Only if you could reason them again.
Yeah, you'd have to be able to reason with them, which I suspect would be more challenging than not, right?
If they spoke English,
if the dinosaurs came back, mountain climbers would have new mountains to climb.
Wow. Well, I suppose to a certain degree, but remember what I said about them holding still. I'm not so sure they did hold still for very long periods of time, do you think?
If the dinosaurs came back, they could be a big help at the circus.
And in the picture, we can see that they've got some trapeze artists on them, flying around. And they've got some ladders and ropes and stuff suspended from them. But you know, swings, I suppose. But you know what I think they would do good at the circus? Is to hold up the tent. But then again, they'd have to hold still for an awfully long time. I don't know.
If the dinosaurs came back, they could help librarians get books from the top shelf.
Ooh. I suppose that's true, so long as they don't claw them with their sharp claws, which might be unfortunate, don't you think?
If the dinosaurs came back, dentists would have plenty of teeth to work on.
That's true, and in the picture we can see the dentist has climbed inside the mouth of the dinosaur, who is opening his mouth way up, and the dinosaur's mouth is just about the same size as the dentist, and the dentist fits very nicely inside of there. Would you climb inside of a dinosaur's mouth?
No, but no.
I wouldn't either. I'm shocked that this dentist is doing that.
If the dinosaurs came back, giraffes would have someone to look up to.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
If the dinosaurs came back, they could push away rain clouds so the sun would always shine.
Is that true?
Or they could push rain clouds so that you don't have to be burning hot.
You know, now that I think about it, they might be pretty tall, but I'm not so sure they're tall enough to reach the stratosphere like that. And I'm pretty sure you can't push a cloud anyways, right? Because we learned that clouds are made out of vapor. Right?
Yeah, and if you try to push a cloud, it'll just float through you.
It'll float through you and disintegrate.
And cause fog on your face.
But best of all, if the dinosaurs came back, they would make great pets for all the people who love dinosaurs.
Yeah, I guess there are a lot of people out there who would love to see dinosaurs, real life dinosaurs.
Like, people
who thought they didn't even know it's not real. Yeah. But what have we learned about dinosaurs from when we read the book about Jurassic Park?
Well, they could chase you down and possibly kill you.
Yeah, they can. I don't know.
The end.
So we definitely have a list of dinosaurs here that they have drawn out for us. And some of them are pretty big, and some of, well, I'm not sure if I can get them all quite right, but there's definitely the Diplodocus, or however you want to pronounce it, a Corythosaurus, a Triceratops, a Brontosaurus, a Dimetrodon, Tyrannosaurus, Iguanodon, Plateosaurus, Allosaurus, Parasophilus, Trachodon, Plesiosaurus, Megalosaurus, Brachiosaurus, Stegosaurus. There's so many different ones in here. It's worth looking at. The book is worth looking at for certain, my friends. But that is
the end.
The end.